Hi friends, I'm Edie J and today I'm speaking with Carly. Hi Carly, how are you?
Hi, EDJ. Glad to be with you today.
Yeah, so we would all like to hear a little about your life journey and what has brought you here.
Yeah, I like to say my life has been pretty unconventional to modern standards. I was lucky enough to be homeschooled as a teenager, and that led me into survival skills, which then led me many years later to being on The Alone Show, where I lived by myself for 86 days in the wilderness of Patagonia, relying on the connection that I could build with that landscape and with all the skills that I'd learned over the years. And that continues to transform my life.
That was as a teenager or a young adult?
I was a young adult at that point, but I started learning skills as a teenager that led to that experience.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us about the experience in Patagonia. And did you call that a transformation experience, that adventure in the wilderness?
Completely. Yes. If anybody's familiar with vision quests, it was like a very long vision quest experience. Coming back to my intention of why I was there. So the challenge for those who may not know is that there's 10 people out with, we're allowed to bring 10 items with us, and then we're all spread out in different locations. So no contact with anybody else. And then we're also filming ourselves. So there's not even a film crew following us around. So truly alone, having to made fires every day, boiled water to make it safe to drink, made a shelter that became my home out there out of sticks and leaves, and made a stone fireplace inside, gathering plants for food and medicine, trying to catch fish, which unfortunately I didn't catch very many. In 86 days, I caught 6 fish. The food was a struggle, but I loved my experience of connecting so deeply to the natural world and building relationships out there.
What did that experience teach you about life, about
Yeah.
the universe or God or whatever people like to call our spirit guide?
Yeah. I mean, I learned so much out there, and then the learning continues to unfold over the years. And some of the biggest takeaways were that, like, we're never truly alone. There's always spirit to reach out to and connect with. There's always the landscape to connect with around us. And people, loved ones are like available, even if they're really far away. Like, I felt there was this spider web of connection between me and my loved ones on the other side of the world. And so that was really special to feel.
Yeah. Anything else that you would like to tell us about how it transformed your life or where you're going now? And the
Yeah.
work that you do now.
Yeah, that where it's led me to is to really feel that there's a way in which learning simple things like building a fire or building a shelter, learning about edible medicinal plants, or even making a basket, how those simple skills have layers of learning and depth to them. For example, when making a basket, you're trying to make the spokes go out and trying to weave around them. And how you are able to form that basket can also be a doorway into your own psychology. And how do you handle pressure and tension? And do you have a clear intention of what you're wanting to create, or are you allowing it to become whatever it wants to become? And we could learn lessons from that into our own lives of, okay, like, I think I want something in life, but I keep letting everything on the external be the deciding factor, instead of like allowing myself to come in.
That's really thought-provoking, Carly. Thank you so much for sharing. And the work that you do now, is it a particular organization or how's it outplayed in your life?
Yeah, the organizations I work with now, Human Nature Connection, I'm the founder of, and I collaborate with other organizations to bring in these skills for deeper learning staff. And then I also work with a school called Wilderness Fusion, which is a healing school, which is where I learned that, okay, all these simple skills actually have deeper meaning to them, and that we can heal through making deeper contact and learning a different perspective, or getting a mirror from the natural world into deeper parts of ourselves.
I love that. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's amazing work. I love it so much. And what I really love about Wilderness Fusion is it's a school that teaches 4 times a year is one class. And then it's either 4 or 7 years of classes. And so there's this continuation of development and relationship with students and teachers that can help deepen the transformation in people's lives, because there's that continued support that's happening for that growth and transformation.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. And I'm sure we'll see you at the conference.
Yes, looking forward to seeing you all at the conference. Thanks so much, EDJ.